I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the songs of George Harrison and Ringo Starr. That's the Beatles recording Revolver. And that song is called Taxman, written by George Harrison and released in August of 1966. George Harrison. Okay, George Harrison and the rest of the Beatles. They're all from Liverpool, England. And George was born on February 25th in 1943. And, you know, it was interesting because he went to a primary school really close to Penny Lane, the same school that John Lennon went to, except he was a couple of years younger than John Lennon. He's at the Institute for Boys when he's in elementary school. And when he's about 12 or 13 years old, he's riding a bike around his neighborhood there in Liverpool, and he hears a song playing from the windows of a nearby house where the curtains are blowing in the breeze, the windows open, and he hears Elvis Presley sing Heartbreak Hotel. And he has this epiphany. He becomes obsessed with guitars. And when he's 14 years old, there at the Liverpool Institute for Boys, he's now sitting at the very back of the class, ignoring what the teacher says, and he's drawing guitars in his school books. Quote, I was totally into guitars. So he buys his first acoustic guitar from another kid at the school. quote, I was totally into guitars. I heard about this kid at school who had a guitar for £3.10. It was just a little acoustic round hole. I got the £3.10 from my mother, and that was a lot of money for us then. So he forms, while he's there at the Institute for Boys, he forms his very own skiffle group with that guitar, and he calls it The Rebels. Yeah, with his brother Peter and another friend of his named Arthur Kelly. And that's where he meets Paul McCartney while he's at the Liverpool Institute. And so they start playing guitars together, George and Paul McCartney, and they show each other guitar chords. And Paul McCartney invites him to come along with him to see if maybe he would want to join this other new band called the Quarrymen, which is a band that John Lennon started. And so Lennon thought that George was just too young to join the band, so he wouldn't let him join the band, even though Paul had introduced him. So George hangs out with the other two guys, and by the time he's 15 years old, they finally take him into the band. He's the youngest member. So he's still 16 years old, you know, and he leaves school, drops out of school when he's 16, and he gets a job as an apprenticed electrician at a local department store. And he's doing that while he's playing guitar with the early Beatles. And then the Beatles get offered this gig in Hamburg, Germany in 1960, and they all go to there together, and that's where things really start. George is underage, okay, but he sneaks out of the country and into Germany, and he learns how to play guitar while he's in Hamburg. He starts learning guitar lessons from a man named Tony Sheridan, which is the very first recording that the Beatles ever did as the backup band for Tony Sheridan. Anyway, so there he is, and he finally starts to write songs. Well, we know that Lennon and McCartney were the genius songwriting team that really drove the musical development of the Beatles, but George Harrison certainly had his role. By the time they get to 1965 on the Rubber Soul album, George Harrison is really having a very strong influence on the direction that the Beatles took into folk rock. And David Crosby introduces George Harrison to the Indian sitar music of Ravi Shankar and Bob Dylan and everything. So George starts writing songs. The most songs that George ever recorded on a Beatles album was in the Revolver album right after Rubber Soul in 1966, and he had 3 songs on that album, which was huge for George. He would bring songs in, and it was up to John and Paul if they were going to be included on the album. So we just heard The Taxman from the Revolver album, one of George Harrison's songs. And it really shows his guitar style. He had a picking guitar style. It sounds real country at the early albums of the Beatles. But by the time he gets to Taxman, he's got this electric guitar sound, really strong rock sound of his guitar. There's another guitar sound that George Harrison developed using a slide on the guitar, a very lyrical, very signature sound for George. So he peaks in the Revolver album, which we just heard. That's the peak of his collaboration with the other Beatles. By the time the next year, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, that's 1967, George Harrison only writes one song on that album, Within You and Without You, featuring the sitar. And that song, no other Beatles play on that album. Huh. One of his most famous songs is from the White Album in 1968, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. We're about to hear that song. And you start to hear the other style, that lyrical flowing guitar style that George develops. You know, his very last recording session with the Beatles was on January 4th, 1970. And everyone was supposed to be there, but John Lennon didn't show up. So George Harrison, you know, the Beatles all split up, and George Harrison releases an album the very same year that the Beatles split up. George Harrison records a triple album called All Things Must Pass. We're about to hear the title song from that album, All Things Must Pass. It was actually a song that he tried to get the Beatles to record, and they rejected it. There's a couple of songs on that album that the Beatles decided they wouldn't record. There's a song called Isn't It a Pity? And according to the information I've got here, there was a conversation that George Harrison had with John Lennon, and he said, you know, to John that he had enough compositions, for the next 10 years of Beatle releases, because he was usually only allowed 2 tracks an album. So let's listen to these 2 mature performances. First, we'll hear While My Guitar Gently Weeps by George Harrison from the Beatles' White Album in 1968. And then we'll hear the title track from George Harrison's solo recording, All Things Must Pass, the songs of George Harrison.
Love there that's sleeping.
George Harrison. All things must pass. That song is such a wonderful example of the spiritual side of George's thoughts and lyrics and the life that he lived. That is the title track from his first solo album released in 1970. That was like the very first triple album. It's a box set, and it's on the Apple label, and you've probably seen the Apple label, that luscious green apple. Well, this is really interesting because on this label, the apple is dark red. It's ripe and it's ready. Right before that, we heard George Harrison's song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, from the Beatles' White Album. His friend Eric Clapton was playing guitar with him on that track. George Harrison, amazing man. His influence with Indian music came from his friendship with Ravi Shankar, a Bengali musician. And he, Ravi Shankar, was very concerned about some problems going on in the early 70s in East Pakistan, was trying to become a separate state, and the Bangladesh Liberation War occurred, and there was horrible refugee problems and floods and huge refugee problems coming into India. And Ravi Shankar asked George Harrison if he would work with him to raise some money by recording a song, to raise some money to help with a refugee problem. And he also asked George, you know, would you help me put together a small fundraising concert in the United States? So George Harrison starts calling all of his friends, asking them if they would participate and play for free in a concert at Madison Square Garden. And within 5 weeks, George Harrison had arranged the concert for Bangladesh. The performance took place on Sunday, August the 1st in 1971. So George Harrison asked all of his fellow Beatles to appear, right? He asked John Lennon. John Lennon says, yeah, I'm there. But George Harrison had a condition. He said, you know, you can play, but he stipulated that John Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, would not perform with him. So John agrees to that. But 2 days before the event, he left town and did not participate in the concert due to an argument with Yoko and him regarding that agreement that Yoko not play. Paul McCartney also declined to play on the concert because the Beatles had just broken up. And in an interview with Rolling Stone several years later, Paul McCartney said, quote, George came up to me and asked if I wanted to play Bangladesh, and I thought, blimey, what's the point? We've just broken up and we're joining up again? It just seemed a bit crazy. But however, Ringo Starr agreed to perform and appeared on this concert with George Harrison. You have to realize that these were the first live performances of the songs that George had written, something, all of these songs were the first time he'd played them live since 1966 with the Beatles. So that's almost, 5 or 6 years later for him. It was a very successful concert. We're about to hear a track from that concert. And it's interesting because there was a lot of press coverage, and somebody asked, a reporter asked George Harrison, you know, with all the enormous problems in the world, why did you happen to choose this one to do something about? And you know what George Harrison's reply was? Quote, because I was asked by a friend if I would help, you know, that's all. When this concert took place, George Harrison is leading the band, singing, playing the guitar. He's got two drummers on stage, Ringo Starr and Jim Keltner. He's got Leon Russell on piano, Billy Preston on organ, Klaus Voormann on bass, two other lead guitarists, Eric Clapton and Jesse Ed Davis. He's got Badfinger on rhythm guitars and tambourine. He's got a 6-piece horn section and a small choir of backing vocalists, some of them playing percussion. So it's an amazing concert from 1971, the concert for Bangladesh. Let's hear George Harrison's song, Wah Wah. George Harrison. the Concert for Bangladesh, George Harrison. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. That concert was from 1971. And George Harrison had always had a role in the Beatles as the younger member. He was the one that always made sure all the instruments were tuned. He never shared songwriting credits with any of the other Beatles, except there's one song that George Harrison and Ringo Starr wrote together. We'll hear that in just a few minutes. But the collaborative nature of George Harrison's personality, you know, he had a lot of live performances, but one of my favorite recordings that he did after the Beatles was with a band that he formed called the Traveling Wilburys. And in 1988, they released an album, Volume 1. There's five guys in the Traveling Wilburys. It's George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, and Bob Dylan. So talk about collaboration. It's fascinating because on that group, every single song, all five people of the band are listed in the songwriting credits for every single song on that album. The title track, well, the first track on the album and the single was called Handle With Care. And it's interesting because the story goes that George Harrison was going to record a solo album, and he's at Bob Dylan's recording studio, and he noticed this box, this old cardboard box in Bob Dylan's garage that was labeled Handle With Care. So he wrote a song, and the box inspired the opening line, "We've been beat up and battered around." And a complete, you know, the complete song fell out with all the different people, all those five guys, each contributing various parts and lines of the song. And so they recorded it, and Harrison's record company decided that, you know, this is just too good, and said, you know, why don't you guys become a band? And so they released the Traveling Wilburys. And even though the songs are all attributed to all five people, when you get really close and you look at the sheet music and the publishing credits, you all the different songs are credited to different publishing companies. And then you can tell who was the actual lead songwriter. And Harrison wrote three songs on that album: Handle With Care, Heading for the Light, and End of the Line. Let's listen to the Traveling Wilburys, George Harrison's Handle With Care.
Being beat up and battered around, being sent up and I've been shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable, situation's terrible, but baby, you're adorable. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. Somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on. I've been fucked up and I've been fooled. I've been loved and ridiculed in daycare centers and night schools. And ports terrorized, sent to meetings hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that
Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine.
Traveling Wilburys, Handle with Care, George Harrison. George Harrison died on November the 29th in 2001 in Hollywood Hills. He was cremated and his ashes were scattered in the Ganges River by his close family in a private ceremony, according to Hindu tradition. George Harrison left almost 100 million pounds in his will. George Harrison, perhaps you've seen the documentary. The American film director Martin Scorsese made a documentary about George Harrison living in the material world. So when the Beatles broke up, everybody kept saying, oh God, won't you guys get together again? Won't you play together again? Please play together again. And the first time that any of the Beatles played together after the breakup was at that concert for Bangladesh that George Harrison and Ravi Shankar produced. Ringo Starr played on that concert, and he sang the song, It Don't Come Easy. Let's listen to Ringo Starr singing It Don't Come Easy from the concert for Bangladesh with George Harrison in 1971.
Thank you.
The Concert for Bangladesh. That's Ringo Starr's song, Don't Come Easy. Ringo Starr was the drummer for the Beatles. He was also born in Liverpool on July the 7th in 1940. And, after the Beatles broke up, Ringo also started to do solo recordings, you know, the all-star band and all that. But the album that I want to play for you now is the 1973 self-titled album called Ringo. And sure enough, George Harrison and Richard Starkey composed a song together called Photograph. This album is amazing because all of the Beatles perform and play together on this album. You know, Paul and Linda McCartney are singing. John is playing piano. Ringo's playing drums. George is playing the guitar. It's an incredible recording from 1973. Let's hear the song Photograph, written by George and Ringo. And then we'll also hear another song from that album called I'm the Greatest. And that song was written for Ringo by John Lennon. And it's incredible, the relationship between all of the different Beatles. But John and Ringo had a certain closeness. And before he died in 1980, John Lennon gave a beautiful quote about Ringo Starr. This is from September of 1980. Ringo was a star in his own right. In Liverpool before we even met. He was a professional drummer who sang and performed and had the Ringo Starr time, and he was one of the top groups in Britain, but especially in Liverpool before we even had a drummer. So Ringo's talent would have come out one way or another as something or other. I don't know what he would have ended up as, but whatever that spark is in Ringo that we all know but can't put our finger on, whether it's acting, drumming, or singing, I don't know, there is something in him that is projectable, and he would have surfaced with or without the Beatles. Ringo is a damn good drummer.
I want you. back home in Liverpool. My mama told me I was great. Then when I was a teenager, I knew that I had got something going. All my friends told me I was great. And now I'm a man. A woman took me by the hand. And you know what she told me? I was great. Don't make me cry.
sorry that I doubted you. I was so unfair. You were in a car crash and you lost your hair. You said that you would be late about an hour or two. I said, that's all right, I'm waiting here, just waiting to hear from you. Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make
Ringo Starr. Richard Starkey. Richard Starkey wrote that song, and he recorded it with the Beatles for their White Album in 1968, Don't Pass Me By. And right before that, we heard two songs from Ringo's solo release. We heard Photograph by George Harrison and Richard Starkey. We also heard the song I'm the Greatest that John Lennon wrote for Ringo. Ringo celebrated his 70th birthday at Radio City Music Hall with his band, you know, Ringo and the All-Star Band. He had a big concert there with all his friends and family joining him on stage. You know, Yoko Ono comes up on stage, of course. And Ringo Starr's son, Zach, was there, and Paul McCartney shows up as a surprise guest. That same year, Ringo released his 15th studio album in 2010 called Why Not. We're going to listen to a song from Ringo Starr's album called Peace Dream. And guess who's playing bass on this song with Ringo? Paul McCartney's playing bass. This is Ringo Starr from his Why Not album. Last night I had a peace dream.
Last night I had a peace dream. You know how real dreams can be. The world was a better place for you and me. Can't you see? No need for war no more. Better things we're fighting for. Like John Lennon said in Amsterdam from his bed, one day the world will wake up to see the reality. Last night I had a peace dream. You know how real dreams can be. The world was a better place. For you and me, can't you see? No need for war no more. Better things we're fighting for. No more hunger, no more pain. I hope the dream comes true someday. To imagine if we give peace a chance, all the world could be living in harmony. One day our dream could be reality, reality. For you and me. No need for war no more. Better things we're fighting for.
Ringo Starr, Peace Dream. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today, and thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from The Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org.
This is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're also streaming online at WJFFradio.org. It's about 37 degrees outside our studios here, and it's 1 minute before 2 in the afternoon. The forecast for tonight is mostly cloudy with scattered snow flurries in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight. Lows tonight from 15 to 20 degrees.